Addressing a two-day meeting of the European Nuclear Energy Forum in Prague on Thursday, Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek urged Europe to look to nuclear power as a realistic means of fighting climate change. Although the Prime Minister's speech met with approval from many of the delegates present, it evoked an angry response from the Greens in the governing coalition, who have been doing their utmost to put a brake on nuclear energy in the Czech Republic. Daniela Lazarová has more.
Although individual EU member states have committed to slashing greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by the year 2020, it is up to them how they reach that goal. The European Nuclear Energy Forum, established only last year, is meant to help them decide and reflects the European Commission's commitment to an open and transparent debate on nuclear energy. At its Prague meeting, the Czech Prime Minister pointed out that it was unrealistic to expect that Europe could meet the 2020 target using renewable energy sources alone, and that nuclear power was a good alternative. He urged the European Commission to pass a resolution that would destigmatize nuclear power in Europe.
To declare nuclear power as a low-carbon, non-emission source, and to identify these sources as some tool how to solve binding targets and the fight against climate changes and to fulfill our criteria which we agreed in the European Commission last year.
The statement sparked an instant angry response from the Green Party, which entered government on condition that the country would not build any more nuclear power stations and turn to alternative energy sources instead. Visibly angered by the Prime Minister's speech, Environment Minister Martin Bursík said Mr. Topolánek should speak for himself and emphasised that his stand was certainly not the stand of the Czech government. However, he is the first to admit that the small Green Party is fighting a lone battle in its efforts to restrict and eventually phase out nuclear power in the Czech Republic.
The nuclear is not a technology which we can approve, and it is a part of the coalition agreement, and we feel a constant pressure from all the political parties here in the spectrum. I mean, if it is not the Green, we will have another nuclear power plant in the Czech Republic. A step like this could be a reason to leave the government.
The Prime Minister, who is used to friction in the governing coalition, remains unfazed. He told reporters that he had not violated the terms of the coalition deal by arguing in favour of nuclear power in Europe, since that was a long-term goal and a question that future governments would be addressing in the coming decades. It was a painful reminder to the Greens that the country's nuclear power plans have been put on hold only temporarily, and that their hopes of winning support on European scale to turn the tide against nuclear energy may have been premature.
Daniela Lazarová with that report.